And now it's time for Back Talk, where we lift the curtain on what's happening in the Tell Me More blogosphere and get to hear from you, our listeners. Lee Hill, our digital media guy, is here with me, as he is most Fridays. Hi, Lee.
Hey, Michelle. Well, the blogosphere continues to buzz about the new film directed by Tyler Perry called For Colored Girls. It opened in theaters last Friday, and since before the curtain even lifted, it stirred a loud chorus of criticism and praise. Some say it's the story of wounded black women that deserves to be told. Others say that story is being told at the expense of demonizing black men. And you'll remember last week we talked to actress Kimberly Elise, who stars in the film as a devoted and abused girlfriend. Here's a clip from For Colored Girls with Elise, who stars as Crystal, and co-star Michael Ealy, who plays her boyfriend, Bo Willie.
Bo, maybe you shouldn't drink tonight.
You saying I got a problem?
I'm saying you need to take your meds.
Now you're telling me what I should do?
I'm telling you what I think. I'm not accusing you of anything.
I'm trying. I'm trying, Chris.
I know. I know why you get mad sometimes. I get mad. But sometimes when you drink, you get out of control. Don't drink tonight.
Lee, you and I both wrote about the film, asking folks to tell us what they thought about the movie, whether they loved it, hated it, whether they were dying to see it or would do anything to avoid it. Blogger Tacita responded to my call out, and she had this to say. She wrote, "I have not been a fan of Tyler Perry. I went to the film with two girlfriends, all of us black women, and we all had very different reactions. However, regardless of our critiques, we all agreed that the film raises issues that must be addressed in the black community. It isn't a film against men. It is a film for women."
Thanks, Tacita. We also heard from a male perspective. Blogger Darren wrote to us saying, "I will not go see it. My wife went with the women in her family. I told her I would not go because it sounds like the same old stuff from Tyler Perry. From seemingly benevolent portrayals of black men in movies like The Blind Side to broken male antagonists in Perry's movies, we're always pitched spitballs from Hollywood." And Darren says, "I, for one, am not catching those pitches."
Yes, sir. I have to say there were some very interesting reactions to this film. It's just
plenty.
All over the place. Well, thank you, Darren. And Lee, what else?
Well, Michelle, there's a new development in the whole dust-up between rapper Kanye West and former President George W. Bush. There's been a lot of buzz surrounding Bush's, quote, disgust with the rapper's infamous comments during a live TV special in 2005. The rapper criticized the government's response to Hurricane Katrina, saying that, quote, George Bush doesn't care about black people. Well, Kanye this week stepped back from those comments on NBC's Today Show.
"I would tell George Bush, in my moment of frustration, I didn't have the grounds to call him a racist. But I believe that in a situation of high emotion like that, we as human beings don't always choose the right words."
To which President Bush responded,
"I'm not a hater. I didn't hate Kanye West, but I was talking about an environment in which people were willing to say things that hurt. And nobody wants to be called a racist if in your heart you believe in equality of race."
So there you have it, Michelle. I guess some might call this the hip-hop beef of 2010. I don't know.
Right, between W and Conway. That is it. Thank you, Lee. We actually might talk about this a little bit more in the barbershop. We'll see what the guys have to say. Thanks, Lee.
Well, thank you, Michelle.
And remember, with Tell Me More, the conversation never ends. To tell us more, you can call our comment line at 202-842-3522. Please remember to leave your name. You can also find me on Facebook or log on to our website. Go to npr.org, click on Programs, then on Tell Me More, and blog it out.